Oh, that's a different issue. We can, we'll keep going. That's a whole different bill. Sorry. Okay.
Okay, House Section 4. This this section is identical to Senate File 441, Section 2.
I move we adopt House Section 4.
All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion prevails. And let's go back to Section 3. I think we have an amendment on that that will make the language identical?
Yes.
Or can we just adopt the Senate language?
The Senate language is in here.
Well, it sounds like not in here. Okay. Identical to the Senate bill. All right, let's keep moving on. We'll get that amendment. We'll come back to it when we get there. Okay.
So what are you going to amend? Which section?
Number 3, the root cause.
Next identical is Senate Section 6 and Senate Section 7. They're both identical, and they're in House File 535.
I think there's a whole bunch of these that are together, aren't there?
They're just kind of broken up here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe I can make one motion to...
Mr. Chair, these are all in the physician assistance. Most of those are identical. There are a couple that aren't, and that's found in Senate Section 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 through 15.
Let's do 5. I move we adopt Senate Sections 5, 6, 7, and 8. Is that what you said?
Okay. The motion is on 6, 7, and 8, because I think we already adopted 5.
Right.
Senate Section 6, 7, and 8. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion prevails.
The next is Sections 10 through 15.
On page 5 of the summary, I move... We adopt Senate Sections 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. We'll try to do one page at a time.
All those in favor of that motion. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
On page 6, Senate's Section 15, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21.
I move we adopt Senate Sections 15, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21.
Mr. Chair, it looks like 21 says Senate only.
But if you turn the page, it's identical.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, all those in favor of that. Any discussion on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
And on page 7, it's all these sections 22, 23, 24, 25.
Move we adopt Senate Sections 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, and 28.
Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion prevails.
Page 8, it's Section 29.
I move we adopt Senate Section 29.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
Page 10.
There's a couple more on 7 and House Sections
7
and 8 appear to be identical as well, a different topic, but...
The dual language.
Oh,
okay, if you
want to
do that. Okay, I thought we were just doing the physician assistance, but sure.
Well, we'll do everything identical, I would think. I move we adopt House Sections 7 and 8.
Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion prevails.
Then on page 10, Senate Section 71 and House Section 9 and 10.
I move we adopt Senate Section 71, House Section 9, and House Section 10. This is on physician assistance from registered to licensed.
Let's do Section 71 first.
Separate. I remove my last motion and move we adopt Senate Section 71.
Any discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I think we have an amendment on either Section 9 or 10, right? Or do we not?
Mr. Chair, I believe it's another section.
What? It's in a different section? Okay. All right. So 9 and 10 are okay with everybody? Okay. Do you want to?
I'd move we adopt House Sections 9 and 10.
Any discussion on those two sections? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
And then on page 12, all sections 12, 13, 14 are identical.
And these are...
This is the fetal alcohol syndrome, which I think is a...
Yeah. It's, well, fetal, yeah. I move we adopt House Sections 12, 13, and 14.
Okay. All in favor of that? Any discussion? All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
And all opposed? Prevails. And we will wait. Okay. All right. Any discussion on those provisions? Representative Lori? No?
No.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Before we move off this page, though, also, I would like to move adoption of House Sections 17 and 18 as well, which were part of the original bill that this was crafted around, agency provisions in the Continuing Care Act for third-party liability issues.
Okay. Any discussion on that? So we're moving House Sections 17 and 18.
Yes.
All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
Page 15, House Sections 23 through 28 are all identical.
I move adoption of House Sections 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, and 28.
Any discussion on that motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
Page 16, House Section 29.
I move adoption of House Section 29.
Any discussion? All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
Page 17, House Section 31, 32, 33 are identical.
I move adoption of House Sections 31, 32, and 33. Wait a minute. No. 31 and 32 I do move.
Okay. 31 and 32.
I think you would have wanted to.
We'll have to look at that. Okay.
Yep.
All in favor of that. Any discussion on that one? All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
We'll hold on 33.
We'll hold on 33, yeah.
Page 18, House. I believe there's. Section 35, the repealers are identical.
The repealers are identical. That's from the original DHS bill. Is that right to staff? That's the
Chair, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Plus there are other identical. I mean, they're in other bills. So I appeal certain sections that we brought in to this. Right. So between everything, they're identical. What's passed the House floor and what's in either your bill or our bill.
So if I move House file. Move adoption of House Section 35. All of those repealers are also in the Senate. Repealers.
We'll just note it.
Okay. I move adoption of House Section 35.
Okay.
Oh.
We had a question on this one anyway, so
go.
We'll hold. Yeah. That maybe we can answer while you guys. But it passed in that bill anyway.
It has passed the House floor.
Okay.
Licensing bill.
Oh, okay. So this has nothing to do.
It has nothing to do with dental therapists or any of that issue. It just this was.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the dental piece that's in here that's not in the House.
I believe was repealed for both in their dental part of their bill, but it was also repealed.
Okay.
It was repealed for different purposes.
Okay.
By different
purposes. All right.
So when we read the
the
middle column, looks like both bodies repealed all of the stuff in both repealers, right?
Right.
Okay.
For different reasons, but yes.
So.
We have a quorum. Okay. So the motion then is, go ahead.
Adoption of House Section 35, or actually if I do Senate Section 93, it covers them all. I move adoption of Senate Section 93.
All right. Any discussion to that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Okay, why don't we put on some amendments to House language? That might move some things along. So I think people have these. So Representative Rue, do you want to move the A11-1? This is to amend the House language in the root cause analysis section.
Mr. Chair, that's House Section 3. It's on page 3.
So Representative Rude moves to amend House Section 3 with the A11-1 amendment. All in favor of that motion? Any discussion on that? And I think what this does is it makes it identical to the Senate language. Is that correct?
It looks familiar.
Representative, or Senator Solon, Pretner Solon.
Mr. Chair, I actually would recommend against this language. I think that, especially with the cut in GAMC today and the horrendous burdens on hospitals, that this now is focusing on placing even heavier financial burden on the hospitals. And, you know, I am very sympathetic to the nurses, and my daughter's an RN, and I understand that there are problems, as there are in every area, in nursing homes, in not only in healthcare, but in other areas too, at this time when we're especially in times of economic distress. But I don't think that this is the time in which we should be adopting language like this. And I would like to see some work done on this that could be brought to us. But I don't believe this is the direction that we should take.
Right.
Senator Lurie.
Right now the motion before us is to adopt an amendment to the House language, not to adopt the section. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's what the motion is, yes. Okay. Senator Higgins.
And Mr. Chair, I would speak in favor of adopting the amendment. I think when you're talking about adverse health care events, it's important to get all the information on the table. And if staffing is an issue, then it should be part of the report. It doesn't say you have to go hire more people. It just says that you have to consider it as one of the causes of
Okay. Any further discussion to add it to the House language? Seeing none, all those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Okay. That is on the House language. Then there is the A12.
Mr. Chair, did you want to adopt that section then? Now that we have it amended?
Well, let's get the amendments on first, and then we'll proceed from there. The A-12 amendment, which is, it's just Representative Murphy added this amendment on the floor. She added the wrong language, so this is actually to put the right language, the language she wants to have discussed as part of the conference committee on the... It's the A-12 amendment, and it is to amend Section 30 on
Page 16
and side by sides. And it has to do with kind of it has to do with better understanding and getting more public reporting, or I don't know, public reporting, better understanding of the our contracts with managed care with and in the PMAP program. And this reflects a lot more negotiations that Representative Murphy did on this issue. So I don't know if anybody, if we want to move it on our side, or do you want to?
Well, I mean, I don't mind adopting it to your language, but I had studied the Senate position on this, which was post-file 1988, and as it differed from what's in the side-by-sides here, but I haven't really had a chance to see
it. No, this is just to put it on for the House.
Yeah, I mean, I would put it on, but would want to take a little time and look at it.
That's why we're putting it on.
So I would move adoption of the A-12 amendment.
Okay, any further discussion of putting that on the House language? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion prevails. Is there another amendment? The 09-629 amendment, which again is putting in corrected language that removes the fiscal note. It's section 34 of the House language, so toward the end of the side-by-sides relating to Alzheimer's.
Been made aware of this many times. I move adoption of the 09-629 amendment.
Okay. Any discussion on that amendment? Representative or Senator Prettner-Solem.
How does this differ from what was adopted in the Health and Human Service budget?
Senator, I don't think this was in the omnibus finance bill. This never represents Senator Lord.
This is Alzheimer's, not. Now I'm having Alzheimer's. Not autism. This is on the floor
right
today, and this is really. This is getting at taking away a cost. This is the way it got crafted in, I believe, both bodies. But when this amendment was put on this bill in the House, the wrong version of the bill was drafted and adopted. So this is really a technical cleanup of what was supposed to go in there in the first place. That the Senate is, you know, it's what's on the Senate floor today and should be fine.
So any further discussion on adopting the House language in the House position? Seeing none, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Do you want to put this on?
I would be comfortable moving adoption then of section 34, it looks like.
Okay. Seeing no further discussion, any discussion, I guess. Seeing no further discussion on that, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion prevails. Okay. So, what's left now?
Madam Chair, Senator Lurie, do you want to put on your amendment?
Let me get caught up here. Yeah, I move the A13 amendment to get it in front of us here.
Thank you.
You have copies.
Everybody have that? I
could
describe Senator Lord.
This is an issue that the host dropped on my lap. I didn't know much about it 36 hours ago, but I learned a little bit about it. This is regarding the compendia, and we had in our statute the two compendia that Medicare had used, and one of them no longer really exists. It got sold, and so our reference was wrong, and we realized we needed to update the compendia. What was originally drafted listed the four compendia that CMS uses currently, and then also said that as CMS adopts more, we'll add them to the list as well. But CMS does have some concerns, it appears, with how their compendia are drafted and may actually drop some of theirs as well. And so rather than trying to list four specifically and then say whatever CMS adopts, I have been working with the Department of Health and asked them for some recommendations and some advice on the matter, and they kind of thought that they didn't have a great deal of expertise either in exactly what should be in a compendia and the evidence behind everything in there. CMS, on the other hand, does have a great deal of expertise in this area and is working very hard to get the best evidence-based list put together. And so rather than listing their specific four today, some of which might be removed at the end of their review, we should just instead follow CMS, whatever they do, so that if they pull one off, we pull one off. If they add one, we add one and get rid of the prescriptive list. So that's what the A13 amendment does.
And my understanding is that there's kind of at least settlement and agreement among the parties interested in this issue at this point? Is that fair to say? We're getting nods from people, for whatever the record's worth with nods. But, okay, any discussion on this? Okay, all in favor of adopting the amendment to the Senate language? I think that's the, or is it
to the? I think it's to the House.
To the House actually, language. Yes. Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. And then all in favor of adopting.
I would move the adoption of House Section 2.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? That motion prevails. If we go down to Section 4 of the Senate language, the difference there is that this has to do with the Health Care Reform Review Council that was created last year as part of the health care reform. The original bill, I think, in both houses added the Minnesota Psychological Association. In the House, we also added the Minnesota Chiropractic Association. This is a board that kind of convenes, I don't know what, quarterly or thereabouts, to just hear what's happening with health care reform and to provide input. So I don't know if there's a strong objection to including the chiropractors as well on the Senate side. Okay, Senator Marty moves the House language. Any further discussion on that?
Mr. Chair, Senator Pregerson,
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in the Senate language, not we don't have it in the House language. So we'll have to. Is there an amendment we can offer to the Senate language?
I think we can offer adoption of the language in House File 535, Article 6, Section 2, and I would so move.
Okay. Everybody understand the motion?
And that's Section 3.
That would be the same as
Senate Section 4.
Section 4.
I'm sorry, I was on the same.
Okay. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion prevails. Okay. And then I think on page 4 of the side-by-sides, we didn't do Sections 5 or 6. It has to do with suicide prevention, which is in the House language. There's identical language in Senator Erickson Rope's bill that passed off the Senate floor.
I move adoption of House Sections 5 and 6.
Any discussion on that? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Okay, so where are we? What's left?
Page 4 still. Senate Section 9 looks like we didn't.
Mr. Chair, yes, Section 9 on page 4, Senate Section 9 is still open.
And what's the?
That is identical to House File 535, except that there is a difference in the definition of physician-assistant delegation agreement. It's my understanding that you put in language that said that chiropractic care could not be delegated to a physician-assistant. And that's the difference. We did not have that. We don't have that language.
Senator Higgins.
I don't think they can delegate it now. All we're doing is changing it from certified to licensed. So I can't do it now. So I don't know why we would put it in.
I don't know either.
Okay, then. Move the Senate language.
Okay. All right. I have a feeling. That's
all right.
Fine with us.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I move adoption of Senate Section 9.
Okay. Any discussion on that one? All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. And I think the same issue on Senate Section 16.
I'll make a motion.
Well, maybe that's is that a little bit different?
Mr. Chair, I believe it's the same. It's the same concept that the physician assistant. The difference is that you add the physician assistants may not engage in the practice of chiropractic.
Do we know if they can right now?
Probably not. I don't think so.
Is there anybody who wants to testify on this at all? just so we understand it a little better. I have a feeling I know where this came from, but.
Very bright, Mr. Chairman. Tom Langman on behalf of the Minnesota Academy of Physician Assistants. This provision, like the earlier provision, was comfort language requested by Representative Abler. Senator Higgins is right. Physician assistants currently cannot practice chiropractic. He wanted to make sure that that was the case, and so there are two additional provisions sort of restating, although the existing law says that physician assistants can only practice procedures and techniques authorized by the Board of Medical Practice and procedures authorized by other boards, such as the Board of Chiropractic, they're not allowed to do. So.
Okay, thank you. And are you in licensing, Representative Brood?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
accurate? Just okay.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't trust you.
Yes.
Okay. 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 There we go.
I move adoption of Senate Section 16.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
Then, Mr. Chair, we have on Senate Sections, it goes on, Senate Sections 30.
This is the credentialing of dental assistants, which I think we need to find out more about. This is not a House position. Who?
This is
Senator All right, Senator Pretner Solon.
I think you have had some discussion on this, Mr. Chair.
Not me, though. So I'm not in licensing.
Right.
So, okay.
Okay. Let's see. Just a minute.
And, in fact, I don't think the House actually heard this bill. But we can hear. Why don't we hear about it now? In any event,
the first policy recommendation is change the classification of dental assistant from registered to licensed, because they had a number of the requirements that were placed on them really matched up with licensing more than they did registry, and so it was recommendation of the board that they be licensed rather than registered. Second change, the board asked for was to revise the definition of the practice of dentistry to be clear that teeth whitening is within the scope of the practice of the dentist, and that anyone performing teeth whitening commercially who is not a dental professional is practicing dentistry without a license. And then there were technical changes suggested by the board, including clarifying the supervision of students, examination requirements, updating terminology, and clarifying CPR requirements for dental professionals. And then there were fee restructures also, and these included the establishment of fees related to the licensure process for foreign-trained dentists in obtaining limited general licenses, which was a classification we passed last year, which includes credential review application fees and limited general license fees. And those fees will offset the cost to the board for regulating these licenses. And then there was an adjustment of fees related to dentists holding sedation or anesthesia permits, which better reflects the cost to the board for regulating these permits for application certification, renewal, and recertification.
Okay. Is there anybody that wants to testify on this one at all, since we didn't hear it in the House? Okay. Okay. One question we're going to have to clear with on our side is the fee piece and where that should lie. I don't know if I can carry the bill that does the fees, because it's a money issue.
Mr. Chair, even though it is, I think it's neutral, isn't it?
It charges
the fees that cover the services, and it's within the licensing board.
No, and I appreciate that. This is one we'll have to just take a look at and figure out how to handle that piece of it.
Okay.
So is there no one in the, okay, well, we can talk, we'll try to catch up with people afterwards. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. So the big substantive change, if I understand it, is changing from registered to licensed and then the teeth whitening piece of it.
Well, that, yes.
And then the fees, I guess, are substantive for people, but
for
yes.
The foreign status.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Root.
I'm sorry to
No, this is very appropriate.
I'm curious particularly about Senate Section 13. I don't know. It seems that that issue was discussed a little bit. There was some controversy, and we didn't have any hearings on this in the House, so I don't know if we shed any.
Section 13.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
gosh.
Okay.
Like everybody else in the room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Mardik.
Mr. Chairman, apparently some people in shopping malls have little teeth whitening booths, which they're sticking their fingers in your mouth and everything. They don't even have running water. And it's
creepy, isn't it?
Creepy. And this would end them from practicing dentistry because of
Any further discussion? We're going to hold on this to get a little more information or learn a little bit more about it. But any further discussion right now on that? Representative Bunn.
Generally, Mr. Chair, I have been involved in licensing for the last year now, and it's an area of interest to me from kind of benefits and benefits and cost to society in general from greater licensing versus registration, certification, licensure. And my view is that we need greater scrutiny on both sides of the legislature on licensing issues than I've currently observed with the legislature in the last few years. We're a very high licensure state. We're moving more and more in that direction. It can increase costs and reduce supply of providers in areas. It also can provide a tremendous health and safety benefit if that's warranted, and that's why we have it for other reasons. But I would very much want to see the House take this up next year.
Senator Mardik.
Mr. Chair, Representative Bunn, I would agree with you that we need thorough oversight of this. The issue here, though, was that basically what they've had was a licensure system called registration. They had to pass exams. They had standards they had to meet. And this came from the Board of Dentistry. It was kind of the representatives of the Dental Assistance Association or whatever were kind of It was technical wording change more than a substantive change in terms of it, because the wording, the title was wrong for what we were requiring of them.
I'd be glad to look at it and be better than.
Yeah, okay. Any further discussion on that provision for now? Okay. So Section 15 of the House has already become law, so we don't have to worry about that.
13.
Yeah, page on 13, right?
Mr. Chair, that's correct.
Section 29 on page 16. Did we adopt that one?
Yeah.
Okay. And that that's the amendment we just put on that Senator Lori wants to look at some more. We adopted the Alzheimer one, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
33 ties back to the staffing issue, I think.
Yeah.
And then Senator Laura, Section 92, I think we skipped over, but we can. That's part of the psychologist.
Yeah, I move adoption of Senate Section 92.
Any discussion on that?
Where?
On the last page, page 18. It's the kind of a hanger-on section to something we've adopted most of the sections of. Any further discussion on that one? Seeing none, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion fails.
Senator, Mr. Chair, there is a question.
Sure, yes. Senator Printer-Solon.
And I'm not having the bill before me at this moment, I suppose I could go look at the language, but does this October 1st, 2009 date... I'm just wondering about the chiropractic appointment, if that doesn't need to be, if we need to put a date to, or if this date is sufficient.
Well, Mr. Chair, I would assume so. That gives them several months
I think the question is, this is just referring to the Psychological Association, the House language, we added the Chiropractic Association as well.
What we would do, since you adopted it, we would add the chiropractic and require that appointment to be done by the same date.
So can we just direct staff to do that? Oh, mm-hmm. So Senator Lori will move that motion.
I move that discretion of staff to fix that so the chiropractic appointment is also made October 1st, 2009.
Good catch. All right. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, there's also House Section 11 that's open.
Right. And we can... Well, we can do it. Okay.
Anybody want to wait?
So, well, we're not going to, first of all, we're not going to do subdivision 5 of the House position. We won't move, we won't have to move that.
And, Mr. Chair, I have issues with subdivision 4.
Well, that's the one we're going to, I was saying we maybe we can do 1 through 3 for now. I think 4 still has issues, things we need to talk about.
Maybe we should just leave the whole thing.
We're just going to hold it open until we resolve that, if people are comfortable with that. Okay, so what... Representative Fritz.
Well, on subdivision 4, is it with the enforcement? Is that what you're referring
yes.
to? Okay, and that's the discussion that I had or we had with the governor's office on that, on the enforcement of that. So, and the M&A, well, to address the concerns of the, some of the providers, the Department of Labor and the governor's office met, and we have enforcement language that changes the. The citation, the first time that an employer is has a correction notice, it is a initial violation without a penalty. And so that was agreed upon by Dolly and the House and the M&A. So they would not be given anything but a citation the first time. There's a letter in your packet that does state that. That's the House language that we worked on. So
it feels like you get one chance to drop somebody and any problems.
So Representative Fritz, this is language that Dolly and that have all the stakeholders kind of found comfort in this language?
Yes. Yes. The clinics and all. And
It's on R55 of the advisors, if you want to actually see the. Okay.
Is there? So we're not going to do second. We're not going to do sub five. Well, we can. Someone can try, but.
A correction notice, and you know this is not uncommon in the nursing home. This happens. A lot where they're, you know, written a correction notice and then they're given an opportunity to correct it. and you know, and I understand, you know, it's my concern too about dropping patients, but they're dropping them without the Hoyer. They're dropping them from their arms. You know, so there's always that, you know, problem. But having had the plan in place to have a lift device would minimize that. Injury or incident. So this is really falls in line with the many years that I've had lifting people myself, and does give the clinics that and it really isn't comfort language, it's a warning, and then correct it.
Okay, now I understand.
Okay.
Further discussion? Oh, I don't know if we have a motion.
Yeah.
We don't have a motion.
Does anybody want to make a motion on one?
That we adopt subdivisions 1 through 4 of House Section 11.
Yep.
I think
mm-hmm.
it is. Yeah.
Okay. Any?
And that would be identical to this.
Mr. Gill?
Mr. Chairman, there was a technical difference on subdivision 1 on the staff recommended by the Senate. It's very simple paragraphing difference. We could fix up the House language on R54, line 630.
So maybe the motion should be then we'll take the Senate language on subdivision 1 and the House language on 2 to 4. Did that accomplish it?
Okay. So Senator Higgins makes that motion. Any further discussion on that? Seeing none, all in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. And then I think we're done for today.
Well.
Or at least recess for now.
We might be able to wrap this up.
Just one question. I guess it's probably of Senator Barney. If we go back to Section 32, if your concern was about maybe those places, I guess you referred to them places in the mall where we're doing the teeth whitening, would the line, unless using an over-the-counter product, allow them to get out of this licensing issue? If they just grab something off the shelf and were using that, would that allow them to get out of that, what you're trying to accomplish?
Senator Marty.
Mr. Chair, Representative Kelly, I think this language came from the Board of Dentistry, and I think the feeling was if you're using Crest with teeth whitener or something, that, you know, people aren't going to pay to have somebody stick it in there. I think it is an exception, but I think the assumption is people aren't going to pay somebody to put toothpaste in your mouth.
Mr. Spizzetto.
Chairman Dominic Spizzetto, I represent the Minnesota Dental Association. Again, this is a Board of Dentistry proposal, but we have talked to them about it. We are supportive of the proposal. I think the thought is that the commercially sold whitening, the whitening strips, are regulated so that there is a regulatory entity involved. It's more concerned about these sort of freestanding kiosks and airports and malls where they're actually applying very restrictive materials that there's no regulation to. And that's the entities that the Board of Dentistry is trying to get at, because there's no one there to regulate. And if you claim that it's the practice of dentistry, then there will be some oversight.
And, Mr. Chair, I guess I'm agreeing with, I think this is a good idea. My point being, if they just had something that they could say this was over-the-counter and we're also using this product, is this a way for them to get out of that issue?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. perhaps Spizzetto. It is, but I haven't heard that. The thought being that if they were using an over-the-counter product regulated by the Food and Drug Administration or something to that effect, then there wouldn't be any regulation. But if it was, I mean, I think they'd have to have it, some oversight over the over-the-counter product. It would have to be sold in other settings as well. But I don't know that for a fact.
Senator Marty.
Mr. Chairman, I think Representative Kelly makes a good point. I don't think we want to. I think these kiosks may well decide, well, if we can't use the restricted stuff, we'll use the regular stuff, and they're still going to hype it the same way, and the lack of sanitation and everything. I wouldn't mind going further than that. I'm just not sure if, I mean, I don't want to mess up something else if somebody gets paid to brush your teeth or something. I've never heard of that, but I think it would be wise to take a look at whether we should take out that exception.
Senator Pretner-Solon.
Mr. Chair, I think this refers to the practice of dentistry, though, rather than the product.
Right.
And I think that it's clear that the teeth whitening is in the purview of the dentist. What a party buys at the drugstore is between, you know, it, and is a regulated product, like an over-the-counter preparation, I think would not be regulated by this. It would be regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. I think this makes it clear that it requires a dentist to do teeth whitening.
Mr. Chair and Senator, that, I'm not contesting that at all. I think my point was Senator Marty was talking about the individual who's actually doing that work at the mall. Are we just allowing them an avenue of avoiding this licensure issue?
I don't think so.
Mr. Chair, I think if you read the language, it says dispensing or using a product that may be purchased over the counter for the person's own use. So that person would have to be actually using it on that person.
Mr. Chairman, we were just relying on the summary, which wasn't as precise. So that. No,
you can only put so much.
Senate Counsel made the right point. We were just relying on the summary, which. It was appropriate. It was an appropriate summary, but our question needed
nice save.
Okay. Well, I think with that, we will be in recess. Why don't we recess till?
Maybe just say we don't have much, Mr. Chair.
Right.
We don't have much open. We have host section one, the long and Senate section one, long-term care insurance policy. Senate section two, C-section coverage, House Section 3 root cause analysis, the dental assistance issue, Senate Sections 30 to 70, House Section 30, the health plan reporting, and House Section 33 MOU. Those are the only sections I believe we have open, to summarize.
And I actually think 33 is attached, isn't that attached to this? Is that attached to safe patient handling?
No.
That's attached to the other one?
Root cause analysis.
Okay. So,
that's a summary. We did pretty good work.
Right. Yeah. So why don't we go into recess until 7:30?
I got to chair another conference committee at 6.
Okay. Why don't we go? Why don't we say we're going to be here tonight anyway? Right?
I know. So call of the chair.
Yes.
Call of the chair.
Why don't we go? We'll just recess the call of the chair. Representative Bond.
They're recessed, just for your information, if it has any bearing on the decision. We're recessed to 6, and then they're talking about coming back for about 3 hours after that. That's the current news on the House plan.
Okay.
They're recessed now.
Well, why don't we recess till the... We'll recess the call of chair and let everybody know when we're coming back. We're in recess.